One way to make sure there are enough wetlands in the state is to buy credits from landowners in Wisconsin who have restored their own wetlands and pledged to permanently protect them. There are currently two such proposals in the works. 83-year-old Howard Randall is retiring as a cattle dealer in Toma, who doesn't need his land anymore.
When I bought the farm, it was ditched. You know, I cropped it there for 50-some years. What they propose now is we're going to fill the ditches in and make it a wetland, and, you know, hopefully we can sell some mitigation credits off of it.
Randall's talking about credits he could sell through the Wetland Mitigation Bank. It's not a financial bank. Randall will get a certain amount of credits from the state for the wetland acreage he restores. Then other people that need to fill in wetlands could purchase those credits from Randall. If Randall's proposal is approved by the Department of Natural Resources and Army Corps of Engineers, he and a landowner in Marathon County could become the next wetland bankers to offer credits. Once it is approved, the bankers can set their own price per credit. DNR Wetland Mitigation Coordinator Pam Shenzi says the bankers cannot sell their credits all at once. As an example, if a landowner earns 50 credits, they can only sell 10 credits each year. Shenzi says this is to make sure the wetlands stay preserved.
We want to make sure that they're actually restoring a quality wetland because it's being used to offset a wetland that's being filled. So we have to make sure that that's a good project.
Shenzi says ultimately, the DNR tries to get people to avoid building on wetlands. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.